today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. So welcome. This is another episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about to enjoy worship. Salamu alaikum. Today, Sunday, 19th of Jamadi al-Awwal, 1445 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 12th of Azar, 1402 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 3rd of December, 2023 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We bless this moment by listening to verse 67 of chapter Hajj from the Holy Quran.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Likulli ummatin ja'alna man sakanhum nasikuh. Fala yunazi'unnaka fil amr. وَادْعُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّكَ إِنَّكَ لَعَلَىٰ هُدًى مُسْتَقِيمٍ
For every religion we have appointed rites which they perform. So, O Muhammad, let the disbelievers not contend with you over the matter, but invite them to your Lord. Indeed, you are upon straight guidance.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Allah does not leave any nation without any school of thought. A religion must be introduced from the side of Allah, and people should go on the path of Allah. The Prophet's duty is to guide their nations, and they must resist in this way. So the verse implies that there has been appointed a worship for every nation by which they would worship him. Therefore, the verse expresses this fact that each of the former nations had a separate program particular to them.
Life is not the same when I'm too concerned by what they say. Why should I wanna have you? Doubt you would be the worst mistake. Deep inside I know that amidst all the darkness and everything which makes no sense, I know that you exist. You are the light that guides me through my darkest nights. Shows me right from wrong in a world that often lies. Cause I don't need anyone, anything in life but you. No, I don't need anyone to show me my way. No, I don't need anyone but you.
Our topic of this episode is to enjoy worship. Worshipping Allah is a comprehensive concept within Islam. Along with traditional rituals such as praying and fasting, it also consists of any lawful action a person does with Allah, consciousness, and in the hopes of earning reward from Almighty Allah. Therefore, devoting oneself to Allah in Islam does not require a person to enter a place of worship nor embrace monasticism. Rather, fulfilling this purpose of life is an active daily pursuit from the Islamic perspective. Hence, a Muslim can be engaged in worship throughout the day, be it at home, work, or anywhere else.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Dear brothers and sisters, dear listeners, today we are going to talk about how we can enjoy our worship and the acts of worship. The same way, and just as eating has pleasure and motivates you, worship has its own pleasures and provides spiritual motivation. Just as the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put pleasure in lust and material affairs of life, He has also put pleasures in worship and praying to Himself so that there is sufficient motivation in man to meet these needs. Enjoying worship shows a good and effective relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. People who can establish a close relationship with the Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enjoy this relationship and have more intimacy with Almighty Allah and the spiritual atmosphere of life and progress. So therefore, what is being said by some that they usually say that we should not have any pleasure and we should not enjoy our worship, or worship should not be enjoyed, it is right from one point of view and wrong from another point of view. If the meaning is that someone worships for pleasure without intending to be close, then the act is invalid and the worship has no benefit. It is a pleasurable worship that pleases Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And unless a person corrects his intention, he cannot enjoy worship. But if this saying is meant to be enjoyed along with worship with the intention of closeness, it is correct and it is not separate from it. But the pleasure of worship is to the extent that it deters a person from going toward material and worldly pleasures.
Special topics for a special program. You can listen today, now and here, IRIB English Radio.
May this moment last forever in your hearts, a day you'll always remember every bar.
Today's special.
This feeling of love, just let it grow forever through your life. Bring beautiful years of joy between you till the end of time.
Now let's speak about other forms of worship. Seeing worship as a form of personal need, not as a burdensome obligation, should not prevent us from engaging in this world. We have our worldly obligations. Other people, our children, spouses, parents have rights over us. And to fulfill these rights and obligations is just as important. Plus, it is also a form of worship. Here, the right intention is the key. Plus sincerity. We need to understand our priorities and try to feel our connection to our Lord in every task we do. One method to do so is to make the intention to remember Allah throughout the day in the morning. And renew your intention whenever you feel that you need to strengthen your connection to Him. As the previous episodes of today's special about worshiping, again, in this part, we have a way to get closer to Allah, and that is humble yourself. Have you ever seen someone at your job that is slacker, and yet they got a promotion that you felt should have gone to another or even yourself? If so, be careful, because this can be an indicator of arrogance. Assuming that you deserve more than another, he might have accomplished a goal that you are unaware of. If you have a habit of thinking this way, it can indicate that you are losing trust in Allah and His infinite wisdom and mercy, whether you realize it or not. Sometimes He is merciful, Allah is merciful to us, by not giving us certain things. Allah says in the Holy Quran, chapter 2, verse 216, "But it is possible that you dislike a thing which is good for you, and that you love a thing which is bad for you. But Allah knoweth, and you know not." It's when we are facing a trouble-free life and getting everything that we want that we should actually be re-evaluating ourselves to make sure that we are not seeking the dunya, this world, instead of the hereafter. It may appear that others are having a great life filled with many good things, but it may be part of Allah's plans for them to use up their rewards in this life and not the hereafter.
Quran calls us to is to recognize within ourselves the fitrah, fitrat Allah allati fatara an-nasa 'alayha la tabdila li khalqillah. That guidance mechanism that God has installed in every single one of us, He says la tabdila li khalqillah. There's nothing better than it. There is nothing that will help you reach your destination better than what the manufacturer installed. You know, you buy a car sometimes and they tell you if you do this and that, it's going to void the warranty. Because the manufacturer knows I put the best parts in it. And I know that if you use it the way I've instructed you, it's going to work. Most of the time, you know. Right? So that's a guarantee that the manufacturer puts there. Because they know that there is no other better part for the vehicle than the part that we installed in the vehicle. There's nothing better than that. So Allah says, I've installed a guidance mechanism. This is your fitrah. And if you turn to anything else as an object of devotion or worship, you won't reach your destination. It'll void your warranty. Okay, so Allah, we say, is self-sufficient. And this is the first part of the testimony of faith that brings us into the worship of God, is understanding that He is self-sufficient, omnipotent, omniscient, self-sufficient, all-hearing, omnibenevolent, omnipresent, present everywhere, benevolent in all cases, all-seeing, all-hearing. So the worship of God then becomes not just an expression of love and desire, but it's an expression of need. It's something that the human being needs. يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ أَنْتُمُ الْفُقَرَاءُ إِلَى اللَّهِ وَاللَّهُ هُوَ الْغَنِيُّ الْحَمِيدُ. O people, you are faqir. Faqir is what? Faqir is not just a person who is financially poor. A person can be financially rich, can have all the money in the world, but in his soul, his spirit is poor. His spirit is in need of something which is greater. Chapter 35. Verse 15.
Dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. That was all for today's special. Inshallah, we continue this interesting topic, I mean enjoying worshipping Allah, on the next episode of today's special. Thank you very much and fi amanillah.
So far. from you. Yet to me you were always so close. I wandered lost in the dark. I closed my eyes to all the signs you put in my way. I walked every day